This is Tonaya Trigueros, and we are celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month by honoring those who are making waves in our community. And I am honored to be able to honor Los Angeles Councilwoman Monica Rodriguez. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
I remember when I met you last year, you were running for this office, which was, I think it's probably the biggest thing you've done.
Yes. Well, I actually ran for the seat about 10 years ago, and but this time we were successful, and It was an incredible feat.
Congratulations. You represent the 7th District, of which, once I start to look at some of these cities, it's kind of overlooked when it comes to L.A., right? Sylmar, Mission Hills, Pacoima, Lakeview Terrace, Sunland Tahunga, North Hills, Shadow Hills, and Latuna Canyon. And it's just amazing how Los Angeles is so spread out.
Right.
And we think they're specific cities, but no, that's part of LA City.
And it's such a huge part and important part of the city of Los Angeles. We are the gateway to the city's water supply up in the Sylmar area at the Cascades.
Right.
We, through in my first 100 days in office, endured two of those city's largest wildfires in the city's history.
Oh, yikes.
That was in my district as well. So it's been a very interesting first year, but I'm very proud of the accomplishments and strides that we're making there.
Well, you know, I'm looking through all these accomplishments, and not specifically with the city right now, but Fire Academy, you were part of an after-school program. You put that together. Also, you were a part of CAR, California Association of Realtors, in the Mortgage Protection Program, which was really important. Tell us about that.
Well, that was a really important time when the economy turned and families started losing their homes. I was in charge of a statewide affordable housing trust fund where I basically created a program to help make sure that families could stay in their homes and not be put into foreclosure. As a result, we had several families that were able to stay in their homes in the event of job loss. And that was a critical time when so many families were facing some economic crises that were putting them, you know, in some compromising positions.
Oh, I do remember. And how wonderful and fulfilling it must have been for you to be able to help out these families.
It was, you know, it was a really unique time, and it allowed me the flexibility to create a program that was helping to address the needs of the community at that time.
Also, you've been a part of the Small Business Academy. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So while I served on the Board of Public Works as an appointee of Mayor Garcetti, I see the incredible opportunity that we have as a city to really utilize our contracting process as a means of helping to support our local economy. And so I wanted to create a more competitive business environment for small businesses to compete for city contracts. So I created a Small Business Academy. I also overhauled our LA City business portal, LA Bovin, so that we could actually help small businesses navigate contracting opportunities. And so as a result, we've seen an increase in minority and women-owned businesses now successfully getting contracts in the city of Los Angeles.
Wonderful. Tipping my hat to you, lady. And as far as the environment is concerned, we're feeling it. It's so hot.
Oh, the heat is definitely, we are a victim of our abuse to the environment.
Yes, we are.
And, you know, as far as some of the work that I started while I was on the Board of Public Works and what I continue to do, it's really important that we are really responsible stewards of our city resources of water, of power. And there's a lot of greening of our environment. You know, helping to harvest rainwater is a super important way for us to be thoughtful. You know, that is our California gold, is our water supply. And so we have to be much better stewards of it. And being the example of that, I created the city's free rain barrel program because we all have to find ways to engage in this issue.
Yes, we do. Yes, we. And that still exists to this day.
It still does exist
to this
day. City
of Los Angeles.
It absolutely
free
does.
Rain barrels.
Yes.
And legal, right? Because there's something about some rain barrels are not, there's a legal thing there?
No. In the city of Los Angeles, we are definitely encouraging people to harvest rainwater as a means of helping to, you know, not use the potable water sources for irrigation purposes. And then we want to make sure that, again, as it comes to utilizing energy costs, we're going to be rolling out fairly shortly incentives for people to start making sure that they have proper insulation in their homes or that they're doing solar panels. There's a number of incentives that we're providing as a city to encourage that because we all have to be better stewards of our energy.
Yes, we do. And then as far as a trash program. Okay, this is something that I'm driving into work and it's just, I cannot believe we're so wasteful and there's so much plastic along the freeway. And I have this thing that people sometimes are poor, you know, or individuals or cities or governments or whatever may be poor, but we can be clean. And something about this city that needs to work a little harder on that. And then I'm confused as to whether or not, is it the city of Los Angeles or is it Caltrans or is it, how does that work?
Right. So on our city streets, it really does fall under the auspices of the city of Los Los Angeles to help, you know, clean and maintain on the freeways, on ramps and off ramps. That falls to Caltrans, which I know a lot of people see, you know, on the on ramps and off ramps, the conditions that are not always very
attractive.
You know, and I'm proud that I have a partner in a newly elected Assemblywoman Luz Rivas, who's since she's taken office has been really good at being a partner to help clean up the on ramps and off ramps along the freeways that are in our community in the 7th District. But as far as the streets are concerned and what we need to do, you know, the city has the 311 system where we ask all the community members to use to call 311 if they see illegal dumping or trash. You know, I used to tell the story about how when I was a kid, I know what every Saturday entailed, and that was my mom and dad and my sister and I being out in the curbside with the square head shovel, scooping out the gutter, cleaning up the dirt, because we were so proud of our community and proud of being homeowners and we wanted to keep our community clean.
Yes.
I'm asking members of our community to help be partners in that so that together we can maintain the kind of environment that we want our kids to live in.
Well, you have something called a CD7 strike team.
I do. So I have a team that goes out because the Bureau of Sanitation does have a crew that goes out on trash pickup days to pick up some of the illegal dumping items that were reported in advance when they were scheduled. I employed a strike team because there are just, we don't want to have some of these illegal dumping locations to become, you know, elicits more of that dumping behavior. So depending upon what the circumstances.
You're right. It's a magnet of sorts, right?
Right.
Certain sections. Yeah.
Right. So I have this team that goes out so that we can try, you know, assuming that the items are safe for my team to pick up, they will go out in advance so that we can try in quick order, clean up some of those smaller debris items and things that are just unsightly that, you know, create a nuisance in our community.
That's good to know. That's really good to know. Hispanic heritage, tell us about your upbringing.
So I am a first generation American of Mexican descent, proud daughter of a gentleman. My dad is my hero, and my family. I mean, I have a really wonderful family, but my father served as a green card veteran in Vietnam and earned his citizenship through service. He then went on to become one of the first Latino firefighters on the LA City Fire Department after the adoption of the consent decree. It was through those lessons and examples growing up that really inspired my calling into public service. And, you know, when I think about the history of my family, my grandfather, who was a professional mariachi, who was an upholsterer because he had to make ends meet. You know, my grandfather who worked at the General Motors plant, my grandmother who was a seamstress. I mean, these are all part of the stories that so many of us share. I only wish that they were here to see their granddaughter become the third Latina in the history of the city of Los Angeles to serve on the LA City Council.
They see you. You know they see you. Hard workers and honest jobs. Yeah, that's amazing. You have two children.
I do.
And what's important to you when it comes to the raising of your children?
You know, my kids, I used to say this to my kids growing up. I said, you know, I knew you would always be smart, but I wanted you to be kind. And I wanted you to understand the role that you have to help make a broader impact in your community. My son just graduated from high school and is starting community college as part of LA's Promise, which is the free, you know, community college program that's covered for graduates of LA Unified. So I'm really proud of that. My daughter is starting her junior year in high school. And, you know, I'm really proud that they're good contributing members of the community. They are good kids. They know how to be kind to other people. And I think it's through kindness that we will achieve our greatest potential.
Smart and kind.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart. What inspires you the most to keep doing what you do?
I love my community. I really feel blessed and privileged to be in a position that I'm in, to have the responsibility, the incredible responsibility and opportunity to make a difference. And I know that I'm leading with the intent of trying to make things better in my neighborhood, trying to create an environment where kids will have those opportunities just as I did, who may not have had the benefit of someone to help navigate. It was through my tenacity that I kind of paved my own way. And my job, the way that I see it, is to keep that door open and invite others to be able to come through it.
When you look around your community, do you see the differences? I mean, are you seeing the fruit of your labor?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even in my internships, you know, in my my first year, I've invited and really asked a lot of the youth. I said, this is not for me to lead alone. This is for us to lead together.
Uh-huh.
And the kind of changes that will remain sustainable in our community are going to happen because we work together on these projects. And so I've had about a dozen dozen interns, 75% of them are from the very neighborhoods that we represent in the 7th District. And I have to tell you, I have been inspired by their enthusiasm, by their interest in helping to identify opportunities for projects that we can work on together. And I'm excited because we have to grow the next generation of leadership.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. You do some pretty cool things in your community. Richie Valens Festival, you did that last month?
Oh, yes. So the Richie Valens Festival is exciting. It's one of those things that we want to celebrate the greatness of CD7.
I didn't even know about this until now. And it's been happening. Is this the first year?
Yes. So we've dedicated a portion of the 118 freeway to Richie Valens' memory.
Nice.
He's the homegrown Pacoima boy.
Yes, he is.
And we are celebrating his legacy. It's a source of immense pride for our community.
Of course.
But, you know, the movie nights, I've actually tried to create an environment in the district with special events, whether it's Selena movie night. We just had the first ever Jaws movie night at Hanson Dam Aquatic Center.
Of all places.
To have kids watch Jaws in the pool.
While they're in the water.
In the largest municipal pool in the country. We have the largest municipal pool in the country in
you
my
know
district.
What? I did not realize that. It's Hanson Valley Dam, right?
Hanson Dam Aquatic Center, which is a sandy beach. It has a sandy beach, so it was perfect. So we recreated Amity Beach. It was amazing, and everyone loved it. But it was great because I want to create an environment where the community recognizes that they don't have to leave their neighborhood to have their family come out and have a good time.
That's awesome. Notable figures in Latino history who have inspired you. Who are they?
Oh, gosh. I think, you know, Ed Roybal being one of the first member of the city council. I mean, there's so many incredible trailblazers that have helped to create an opportunity for someone like myself who wanted to just make change in their community. And I think of, you know, former Congressman Roybal as being one of those exemplary figures in leadership. I look to my very dear friend, our Attorney General, Javier Becerra, who,
he's a good guy.
Oh, I love Javier. And yes. He's
genuine.
He's the real deal. And I just appreciate that, you know, so often sometimes I think people don't recognize how difficult it is to stay true to who you are in, you know, in the effort to persevere for your community. And these are individuals that I feel have been exemplary figures for us in the Latino community and have really just put their heart and soul in public service.
Now, when it comes to art, music, food, culture, tell me all your favorites on the above.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've never met a Bola Menudo I didn't like. But, you know, gosh, there's so many, you know, again, my grandfather being a, you know, former mariachi. I grew up loving mariachi music. I don't know that there was a party we ever had, whether it was a baptism or a First Holy Communion celebration, that didn't involve that. But, you know, I'm really excited because I think right now it's a very important time for us as a community to really celebrate the contributions that we've made in Los Angeles, political, culturally, music, food. It's in everything. It's such a huge influence.
Yeah, it is.
And I think it's really important for us to remember as a community what our contributions are and to be immensely proud of that, because it really is written in the fabric of Los Angeles.
It is. I think it's a matter of what our contributions have been and what our contributions will continue to be. Monica Rodriguez. Sometimes it's Monica Rodriguez, right?
I like Monica Rodriguez. That's because my grandfather, that's what he was like when I was little. It was Monica Rodriguez when I couldn't roll my R's. So I do that in honor of my grandfather to help honor that last
name. I can
name.
See that on the steps of City Hall. Absolutely. Here's Monica Rodriguez. Very good. I'm Talia Trigados. I'd like to say thank you, Miss Monica Rodriguez.
Thank you.
We are celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. We honor those who are making waves in our community. And the waves are real big with you, lady. Love you very much.
Love you too. Thank you so much.